News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Berlin voters are demanding that the city buy out corporate landlords of up to 240,000 apartments in a bid to tackle rising rents there. And we're asking, would a similar measure be helpful here in Ireland? And for more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth University and author of Housing Shock, The Irish Housing Crisis and How to Solve It. According to the front of the newspapers this morning, Rory, housing is not out of control and we don't have a crisis. So says our housing minister. What do you make of this Berlin proposal that we would see something similar here, a buyback from corporate investors?
Well, first on the headline that the housing crisis is not out of control, that makes me very worried that the Minister for Housing, that his view is that when we know that clearly it is out of control and you only have to listen to or talk to any renters about, you know, the serious situation that they're facing and rents. And we heard of a lady living in a shed because she can't afford the rents. We have students eating from soup kitchens in Cork because they can't afford to get student accommodation. The housing crisis absolutely is out of control. On Berlin, I think it's really interesting. I think for me, and looking at this, and not just for me, but for people who are concerned about affordable housing across the world, the Berlin referendum is a very significant moment and action, because what it does is it shows that renters particularly can take action and say we've had enough, that we can't take this anymore. The action itself is a complicated one. I think that if we look at for Ireland, you know, where are we at in comparison to Berlin? I think it's important to look at that. The idea of a referendum, I think, is important. We have, our government is committed to hold a referendum on housing.
To put the right to housing into the constitution. That would not necessarily change the rights to people to hold private property.
It wouldn't, but what it would do is it would balance, currently we have the right to private property in our constitution, but we've no balancing of a right to a home. And if we look at measures for renters, and what's really important about Berlin is the reason why they pushed for that, and such, it is a radical measure. The idea of buying...
It should be pointed out, Rory, that every political grouping in Berlin is against it, apart from a hard left faction within Berlin politics. Many people over there are arguing that it's not legal, the idea of doing this.
Yes, so again, it's this question of the disconnect between people and political parties. The majority of the Berlin citizens voted in favour of it. So just because the political parties aren't in favour of it, that doesn't necessarily mean.
But could that be because the political parties maybe have more insight into the legality of it and the actual practicalities of it? Who among us wouldn't say, oh, I'd love to have a right to a home, I'd love to have a right to a house, I'd love someone to gift me one or to get one easily or to make, you know, I'd love it to be available to me. And no one would be against that. But it isn't maybe that simplistic. Is that why the political parties perhaps have a different or a more nuanced view?
I think this is two things in it. In terms of Berlin, I think that it isn't necessarily constitutional. So there is steps that will have to go to actually implementing this. And there are questions of whether it's actually constitutional or not. And that is, I think you're right, political parties are more conservative. They're reluctant to really maybe challenge the status quo. And also then, yes, it will cost, and it is a radical measure. And I think it's important to see that that's not the same as what is being proposed here in Ireland. Here in Ireland, what's being proposed is that we would put a right to housing in the constitution, which would enable things like putting the rent freeze in place on a longer term basis, things like giving tenants lifetime protections, things like putting in place, you know, the vacant property tax.
So do you believe that the Berlin, I suppose, move, should it go ahead or should that sort of pan out in the way that the people who have voted want it to? Is there a role for that here or simply put, it's unconstitutional, it's never going to happen?
Well, I think that what it shows us is that the role of corporate landlords and the institutional landlords in a housing system make it so unaffordable, it reaches the point where citizens say we have to buy these units off them, and a majority of citizens. So it should set a flashing red warning sign for us in Ireland, who are
But Rory, in fairness, you've joined two dots there. You've joined A and B. You've said that having corporate people involved in housing systems makes it unaffordable. That's not what this says. It says that people would like things to be more affordable. It says that there are corporate investors involved in housing and that they would like to claim it back. But we have heard so many different... We had experts on from CBRE last week saying that every 2 weeks, you know, the various punters on housing in this country, and I presume you would be included in that, have a new idea of what we should do to solve the housing crisis. And they said that without some degree of stability and some long-term plan that doesn't keep chopping and changing, our housing market will never stabilise because investors are actually scared here.
Well, you see, the point is that the investment funds, the institutional investors who are coming in here and who are developing from Ireland as well, they view property as a commodity. They view it as an investment asset. They want to make everything they can out of it. They want to charge the highest rents possible. And we've seen it in the student accommodation where they turn it into tourist short-term lets. We're seeing it in property in Dublin, high-end property that's built that has been left vacant for 3 years because they don't want rents to fall. We have to understand institutional investors aren't in here, and as I said, from Ireland as well, for the good of their health. They want to make as much money as possible out of property. That contradicts with people who want to buy an affordable home, people who want to rent an affordable home. And so the question of supply, I think, needs to come back to the state. The state has to build affordable housing.
Okay.
If we rely on these institutional investors, we will end up in Berlin.
Supply is the answer to all questions, it seems to me, in terms of housing. But look, thank you for speaking to us about that this morning. That is Dr. Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth University. Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Berliners have voted to divest corporate investors of a large swathe of a property portfolio, almost 250,000 apartments. It is unconstitutional here. Should we do something about that? 53106.